On October 26, 1967, the Reverend Professor Norman C. Hobble conducts the chapel service at Concordia Seminary, St. Louis, Missouri. The order of lament and answer is based on the lament pattern of Psalm 142 and the answer of priestly hope, Oracle of Isaiah, chapter 43, 1 through 3.
More and more, I think that for many years I looked at life like a case at law, a series of proofs. When you're young, you prove how brave you are, or smart. Then what a good lover, then a good father. Finally, how wise or powerful or whatever. But underlying it all, I see now there was a presumption that I was moving on an upward path towards some elevation where, God knows what, I would be justified or even condemned, a verdict anyway. I think now that my disaster really began when I looked up one day and the bench was empty. No judge in sight. And all that remained was the endless argument with oneself, this pointless litigation of existence before an empty bench, which of course is another way of saying despair. And of course despair can be a way of life, but you have to believe in it, pick it up, take it to heart and move on again. Instead, I seem to be hung up. I dreamed my genesis in sweat of sleep, breaking through the rotating shell, strong as motor muscle on the drill, driving through vision and the girded nerve. From limbs that had the measure of the worm, shuffled off from the creasing flesh, filed through all the irons in the grass, metal of suns in the man-melting night. Air to the scalding veins that hold love's drop. Costly a creature in my bones, I rounded my globe of heritage, journey in bottom gear through night-geared man. I dreamed my genesis and died again. Shrapnel rammed in the marching heart, hole in the stitched wound and cluttered wind, muzzled death at the mouth that ate the gas. Sharp in my second death, I marked the hills, harvest of hemlock and the blades, rust my blood upon the tempered dead, forcing my second struggling from the grass.
Here
be
he who might see me, for I am wrong. For they are too strong for me. Make haste to answer me, O Lord. My spirit fails, hide not thy face from me, lest I be like those who go down to the pit. Let me hear in the morning of thy steadfast love, for in thee I put my trust. Teach me the way I should go, for to thee I lift up my soul. Deliver me, O Lord, from my enemies. I have fled to thee for refuge. Teach me to do thy will, for thou art my God. Let thy
Am I alone, God? Alone in the black silence, abandoned to the dark that surrounds me and lives inside of me? Am I? I hate the sick, dull lumps, the thick darkness that seems to grow inside of me and swell when I am alone. Am I alone, God? I feel like a weak flicker, a shriveling hand clutching in the air, a torn arm twisting in the sand, a bloated heart brooding in my own bile. I stew in my failures, my self-disgust, and my guilt. I am choking, God, choking in my own sour feelings, stale thoughts of yesterday, which I dredged up from my past and churned in my mind like clots of death. I yell inside my empty cave, and my answer is a loveless echo, the cold words of my own self-pity and pain. My mouth seems dry and swollen, coated and heavy with words, big words that have no meaning. My cave is black and damp and empty, and the sun is hollow. All I ask, God, is one person, one ear that will not close no matter what I say, one hand that will not let me choke, one heart that will not turn me off no matter how I act. Give me someone like that, Lord, and I can stand the dark. Or is there yet another way to find the light and love the day?
Bring me out of prison, then I will give thanks to your name. The righteous will surround me, for you will be a bountiful gift with me. For my name,
preserve my life, in thy righteousness bring me out of trouble, and in my steadfast love cut off my enemies, and destroy all my adversaries, for I am thy servant.
I thank God for most this amazing day, for the leaping greenly spirits of trees, and a blue true dream of sky, and for everything which is natural, which is infinite, which is yes. I who have died am alive again today, and this is the sun's birthday. This is the birthday of life and of love and of wings, and of the gay, great happening illimitably earth. How should testing, touching, hearing, seeing, breathing, any, lifted from the know of all nothing, human merely being, doubt, unimaginable you. Now the ears of my ears are awake, and the eyes of my eyes are opened. Simon, Simon, behold, Satan demanded to have you that he might sift you like wheat. But I have prayed for you that your faith should not fail. And when you have turned again, strengthen your brethren. And Simon said to him, Lord, I am ready to go with you to prison and to death. He said, I tell you, Peter, the cock will not crow this day until you three times deny that you know me.
Fear not, for I have redeemed you. I have called you by name, you are mine. When you pass through the waters, I will be with you. And through the rivers, they shall not overwhelm you. And when you walk through fire, you shall not be burned. the flame shall not consume you. For I am the Lord your God, the Holy One of Israel, your Savior.
This cry is a comment on Jesus' healing of the demoniacs in the land of the Gadarenes. Graveyards are not what they used to be when I was a boy, shuffling in my shoes at the snicker of the wind, alive with spirit wings, pushing through the creaking grass. Graveyards have lost their goosebumps, their gloom, and the ghosts, sweating out their chores atop forgotten names, scratched in morbid stone, for shivering souls to moisten with their tongues coated in mud and caressed with the bristles of a worm. Someone beat the hell out of the graveyards before the bell rang and the referee leaped the fence. Someone beat the devil out of the poor devils who kept house in furnished tombs and sent them off like leeches to ride the waves on wild boars. Graveyards are not dead. They're transient, moving from the churchyard to the schoolyard, to the dockyard in Brooklyn and the backyard in Detroit, to the clean apartment tombs and the high-rise monuments, the low-rent sepulchres and the sewers. But someone, yes, he is still beating, pounding open the graveyards with a small army of gravediggers against a cringing multitude of parents who keep begging him to leave their neighborhood and go back home. Let's unite in the promise of Mark 16. And he said to them, "Go into all the world and preach the gospel to the whole creation. He who believes and is baptized shall be saved, but he who does not believe will be condemned. And these signs will accompany those who believe. In my name they shall cast out demons. They will speak in new tongues. They will pick up serpents. And if they drink any deadly thing, it will not hurt them. They will lay their hands on the sick, and they will recover. The Lord bless thee and keep thee. The Lord make his face shine upon thee and be gracious unto thee. The Lord lift up his countenance upon thee and give thee peace." Amen. Amen.